If you haven't heard of the Butterfly Foundation, it's a foundation dedicated to bringing about the culture, policy and practice in the prevention, treatment and support of those affected by eating disorders and negative body image. An eating disorder includes a diagnosis of anorexia nervosa, bulimia, binge eating disorders or any type of undefined disordered eating. According to the Butterfly Foundation Chief Executive Officer Christine Morgan, about 1 million Australians suffer from an eating disorder and only a quarter are seeking treatment.
I would say that it has been at a critical point for far too long in Australia. The critical point is that we have 1 million Australians estimated to have an eating disorder in 2017. Less than 25% of them are in the health system presenting for treatment, and we don't currently have services or a trained workforce that can adequately diagnose, let alone treat eating disorders.
On Tuesday, September 19, the Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt announced a $3 million funding boost towards the Butterfly Foundation. The Butterfly Foundation doesn't receive money from the government beyond the money it receives for the services it provides. Therefore, this one-off $3 million donated by the government is a huge deal and will be split two ways. $1.7 million will go towards the Butterfly Foundation's national helpline ED Hope. The other $1.3 million will help fund a training program for professionals at the front line, working with the people who are at risk, including general practitioners and teachers.
We mean training people who are at the front line of working with people who are at risk, so teachers and others, those at the front line in health, such as GPs, nurses and others, and those who need the more specialist form of understanding of eating disorders to treat it in hospital, etc. What training can we provide across the spectrum, and also identify where do we need to go and develop resources to ensure that there are training opportunities for anybody in the health system who has got an interest in being trained, because unless we have trained workers, then we have no services we can provide.
A week before this announcement, the Butterfly Foundation launched an Australian-first youth-intensive outpatient program in Sydney based on the Caroline Costin model. It costs families as little as $120 per patient per week over the 10-week program. The typical cost of a 50-minute psychology session is $250. The program is a group-based model which enrols 8 patients who attend 2 3-hour sessions per week. Run by specialised psychologists, the outpatient program allows patients to go about their daily lives, allowing them to continue to live at home and attend school, university or work while they're on the program. There's also a heavy emphasis on family involvement.
Based on a model which we have taken from Carolyn Costin, who's done some groundbreaking work in the United States. She has an approach which very much is focused on working with the person, not on the person.
Yep.
And that's critical for somebody with an eating disorder. The program that we launched a couple of weeks ago is an intensive outpatient program which is aimed at young people and, most importantly, is aimed at early intervention. So what we're looking for in that program are young people aged from 14 to 24 who are showing what we call the subclinical signs of an eating disorder, highly disordered eating, and we're looking to see if by intervening early and providing them with evidence-based care, we can actually try and stop these things in their track. So it's innovative. It's innovative in terms of models. It's innovative in terms of being for early intervention. So we are fully evaluating it to see what impact it has, but we are so keen to see if we can actually try and stop these illnesses in their trajectory. One of the fundamental things for Butterfly is that we don't believe there should be a divide between those who can afford it and those who can't. And so we are being supported by philanthropic donation for that program, and that it's fundamental for Butterfly to be able to try to offer services that people can access because they need them, not because they can afford them.
But what does this increase in funding mean for those who have suffered or who are still recovering? Meet Tony Gardine. The now 22-year-old was diagnosed with anorexia nervosa at 15 years old. As a recovered eating disorder sufferer who has endured hospitalisation, nasal gastric feeding, family-based therapy and individual psychology, she gives us some insight into the allocation of the funds given to the Butterfly Foundation.
So I was first diagnosed at 15 years old and I was diagnosed with anorexia nervosa primarily, restrictive subtype as well. Okay. So no purging, nothing like that, just restricting food, basically, yeah. Probably wasn't till at least maybe 9 months after I was first diagnosed. In all honesty, it took people quite a long time to realise what was truly going on. So, yeah, it took a while before I was sent to hospital. Yeah, about nine months after I'd kind of developed the problem.
Positively, Tony believes the funds allocated to workforce training are crucial. As Christine Morgan said, Australia doesn't currently have a trained workforce that can adequately diagnose. Tony hopes no one has to go through what she did with one GP while she was suffering.
I think that element definitely will for sure. I feel like there's actually a lot of just general practitioners out there especially who are usually the first point of contact for people who may be getting diagnosed with an eating disorder that have really little to no understanding of how it can be so different from person to person. I even had a doctor tell me once that, hey, at least you'll be lucky that you'll never eat too much cake and get fat. Like, that's kind of the point that we're at with that, yeah.
Asked how she would spend the money if more funds were allocated to the Butterfly Foundation, Tony said more beds and more subsidies to access services like psychologists and dietitians. This is hopefully what the new Youth Intensive Outpatient Program will achieve.
Because it's an ongoing thing. You don't see a psychologist five times and suddenly have all the tools to deal with anorexia or bulimia. And I think especially dietetic support and basically learning how to feed yourself, again, is something that takes months and years, not a few subsidised sessions.
It is hoped the Youth Intensive Outpatient Program will adequately balance mental and physical health. Currently, physical health is the main priority of hospitals with eating disorder units. With only 30 to 35 beds, according to Christine Morgan, for eating disorders Australia-wide, it is not surprising hospitals have this physical focus.
Basically, from the day I was sent there, we were basically given a target weight of what I had to reach for me to be sent out of hospital, basically. At first, I was straight away given a nasogastric tube to be fed through. That's even though I was eating freely while I was there, I was eating everything I was given. I was still being given nasogastric feeding, which I understand was necessary because of my medical situation. But yes, there was a very strong focus on physical rather than mental rehabilitation for sure.
Christine Morgan told to SER that when people are in such a severe condition, it is primary to get them into a healthy weight range, but it is still a mental health illness.
And what many people don't realise is that this is an illness that is psychiatric, so it's in the head, but it's manifesting through disordered eating, which causes very severe physical ramifications. So when somebody is in hospital, they need a very integrated form of care which brings together the psychiatric, the psychological, the medical and the nutritional. So you need real expertise in hospital if somebody is that ill, that's where they've landed. So we have far too few beds to furnish the needs of those with eating disorders.
In 5 years, Christine Morgan hopes there'll be a large improvement on the workforce's training and the stigma associated with eating disorders, but only time will tell.
5 years, I'd like to think that we have a workforce that can identify, refer and treat eating disorders, that we have significantly reduced the stigma so people are encouraged to seek help early in illness and early in episode of illness, that we are able to reduce the number of presentations of illness that need hospitalisation, and that we have evidence-based treatment in evidence-based dosage so that anybody who has an eating disorder can actually get that care here in Australia. If we can do it for cancer, if we can do it for heart, if we can do it for IVF, then there's no reason we can't do it for eating disorders.